All right. I'm bringing you up to about you were 35 years old.
Yeah.
You said that you had a grand slam of fishing. You caught 17 varieties of fish in one day on the Illinois River.
I don't remember telling anybody that, but I probably did. Okay.
I know everything that's in your mind.
Okay. All right.
Can you tell us about that experience?
Sure. Okay. I had kind of a goal to show how versatile fly fishing was, and maybe also how special the Illinois River was. The water below 10 Killer Dam and the water above 10 Killer Dam is called the Illinois River. One day, I caught 17 different varieties on flies below and above the dam. There were smallmouth bass and largemouth bass, spotted bass and bluegill and green sunfish, carp and gar and trout, stripers and hybrid stripers and buffalo. I could go on and on.
Yeah. The listener should be reminded, these are varieties, not 17 fish, but 17 varieties.
Pieces of fish, yeah.
That you caught on that day.
Yeah.
That is a grand slam.
Almost all of them on the same fly.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, in Oklahoma, bass fishing is really, really big.
Yes, it is, yeah. Because it's really, really good here.
Yeah, because the climate is right for them. So you have your bass fishermen who would never think about fly fishing.
Yeah.
And vice versa, right?
To some extent, yeah.
Don't they say that bass fish are really smart?
Yeah, they are.
What about trout? Are they considered smart?
I would say that if they're wild, they're both about equal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The smartest fish that we have that swims in Oklahoma or the world is the common carp. They have the highest intelligence of any other fish in freshwater.
We have a place on Grand Lake, and my son and grandson are down there, and the carp, they're huge, big carp, and they're ugly, and not for good eating, and they're the smartest.
Well, I don't think they're ugly, personally. Now, sometimes if you're looking for a certain physical characteristic, they don't have spots or they're not shaped like a bass, but I have so much respect for them and their lifestyle and how they can survive and how smart they are. To catch a carp on an artificial fly requires a higher plateau of skill than any bass or any trout that ever swim.
Really?
Yeah, it's a very, very smart fish.